We are joined now by a longtime member of the Edmonton Eskimos. She's the head coach of the cheerleading team. Diane Greeno joins us again. Diane, how are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Diane, coming up on Monday out at Perfect Storms Athletics on 111th Ave and 185th Street, it's an opportunity to, I guess, is it kind of an open tryouts for the cheerleading team? Is that right?
It's an information session. We would just like to let anybody who's 18 or older who's interested either in the dance portion or in acrobatics or is a guy who's done some weight training and wants to transfer that over and put it into vaulting attractive girls in the air and just give them a chance to come out to meet the coaching staff and to see what the commitment is for the season, what the perks are of doing this, and just really get an overview of what's going on. And then we have February is sort of our workshop and training month, and then at the end of February we start tryouts, with the finale being March 9th. We select the 2014 Eskimos cheer team.
Dan, when you're, look, my audience is predominantly male. We obviously have about 90% female. So I'm thinking guys who might be interested, what kind of background would they need from a guy perspective that they want to be on the team?
Besides being 18 and over, it would be great if they do enjoy weight training, because that it's basically you are just weight training using 110 or 120 pound bodies to do it with. And it's just guys who love sports. We spend a lot of time in the community interacting with people of all ages, but the training for the actual sport is very, very similar to weight training and fitness runs. And so if there's guys out there who have an interest in that, there may be even some guys who've done some training in gymnastics when they were younger and may still have that agility that gives them something that they might want to come out and do and get the perfect view of every football game. Being on the sideline is absolutely the very best place to watch that football game, and it's something hopefully we can attract some new guys. We are more than happy to train and educate the guys on how to do this, and we have March, April, May, and June to really work with them to get it going.
How many people on average try out every year?
For the dancers, it's a huge sum. As we have a wonderful dance community in Edmonton, and we get some incredible dancers that try out. So we start out with something like 150 girls interested, and we have to narrow it down. And that's why we have such a long process. By the time March 9th comes, we have to get down to about 17 or 18 dancers. With the stunters, it's a lot more specific. And, of course, there's many, many cheer teams in the city. Finding girls who are flyers and who have the courage to go up, be vaulted 20 or 25 feet in the air and have the flexibility and size to do that, it's obviously a much smaller. You have a 2-in-1 chance of making the team. Usually it's about 30 flyers or 20 flyers that try out for the 8 spots for girls. And then with the guys, we need 16, and we probably get maybe 20 or 25 guys. So
really?
We are always looking for guys. I mean, there's a stereotype involved that I've been trying to fight for my entire adult life, but it's just an opportunity to provide the best, I hope, secondary entertainment for the Eskimo football games. Once the whistle blows and the game is stopped, we want to give them something entertaining that they can watch. And it happens to be a sport that I have been involved in for 35 years, and just I really enjoy it. And it's great to have a fan base that appreciates, respects, and loves our acrobatic cheer team. So we're always looking for new blood, though.
Head coach of the Eskimos cheerleading team, Diane Greeno, joins us. They will have a meet-and-greet open session coming up this Monday at 8 p.m. on 111th Ave and 185th Street. Diane, is there kind of, when you're on the team, is there like training as far as strength? Because obviously, to do a lot of the acrobatic lifts, the guy's got to be fairly strong to hold them and stuff like that. Do you guys have like a workout routine that they work together with all the time?
Absolutely. We have two or three different things we do. First of all, when you make the team, we have to make sure that you're in great condition. So we have a lot of workouts right at the beginning and just really working on basics. We also have a wonderful relationship with the World Health Club. And so we have our athletes that can train 2 times a week with us, 2 times a week at World Health doing different programs there. And then what we have open gym sessions twice a week. And those are sort of optional sessions where you can come into Perfect Storm on a Thursday or Sunday night and just train for 2 hours with the more elite athletes. I mean, with Edmonton being a hotbed, we have a number of athletes athletes who are on Team Canada representing the country at the World Championships of Cheerleading. So there is some incredible instruction available in this city in cheer for both guys and girls. So they can put in as little or as much time as they can with us and work out at their gym or at World Health for the extra time they want to do to put in. But you learn really quickly the amount of fitness that's involved and the training that we put them through gives them something they can do on their own once we've got them set up with a program.
Well, Diane, it starts at 8 o'clock, and do people just show up?
Yep, just show up and just come on in, and it'll take us about 30-40 minutes just to go through the process, let people see what's going on, give a bit of a demo, and just introduce and meet the coaching staff and tell them exactly what the commitment is that's involved, and hopefully they will come to the workshops in February, and all the information is available at www.esc.com under Cheer Team and then under Click on Tryouts, and you can get all the information that you need to set the dates up for February and March so that you are ready to go.
Diane, I appreciate your time. Good luck on Monday.
Thanks very much.